Are you there, Dave?
Hello.
Hello. This is me, Jonathan Alexander. And
you're muffled.
Muffled.
Johnny, Man. You're muffled.
I'm muffled.
Yes.
Am I still muffled?
Are you on, Dale?
Yes. Yeah.
Do I sound muffled?
Let's go, Johnny. Do it.
Okay, this is Jonathan Alexander. This is Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbie, with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. What a funny way to start off the show, but you know what? The main thing is that we're all here. Psychic Dale
right.
here. Johnny, Richard, me, yours truly, Barbara. Hi,
hey, everybody.
Barbara.
Aloha.
Barbara, can you hear me okay?
Very well, yes.
Okay, because Johnny, I'm getting a little muffled. You seem to be all right.
He sounds the same to me.
Really?
You sound
Wait,
the same to me.
Sound
what
better
about you,
now.
Richard?
Yeah, John sounds good.
Do you hear? Okay, good. I think it worked
right,
itself
it's
out, whatever
out.
It was.
It's straightening out. It's okay.
Okay,
so, what's
that.
Going on?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Wow. So, hey, the rush before Thanksgiving, you guys, I wasn't even planning on going grocery shopping today. Sure. It was just next to the UPS store. It was there, and I thought, I'll just get it done. Thank God I did. It's packed. It was so packed. And last year, you know what? I was the one who they didn't have a turkey left for. So I thought, you know what? It's meant to be. I got it. It's done.
Well, it's insane. It's like we went into Costco,
yes.
huh, Richard? You tell us.
Yes. Oh, my God. It was packed. People everywhere. Parking lot was full. And but at least the gasoline had gone down a little bit. That was nice.
Yeah,
a nice
good.
Change.
What was it like inside Costco? I didn't go there. I just went to the regular grocery store.
It was a madhouse, and Walmart was crazy. It was just totally insane. I got all my stuff. In fact, I went back yesterday to finish up, you know, the little stuff you need. Like, okay,
yes.
I'm making like a turkey. It's small. It's about 12 pounds because we're going to get another one for Christmas. But 12-pound turkey. And there's only four of us, and
yeah.
I have going to make sweet potato pie from scratch,
Ooh.
And I'm making pumpkin pie from scratch, and green bean casserole, and stuffing, and that's what we're having.
That's my favorite. The stuffing is my favorite. Love it.
Oh, me too.
Which I only have
me
once
too.
A year, you guys, so, you know, have what you want. Have your favorite things, because sometimes it's only once a year that you eat. It okay, let me look at my turkey because I have to feed seven people, so I'm gonna look right now.
It's a pound,
told me, okay,
it's
you
a pound
tell me
per
how.
Person.
Okay,
it comes to a pound per person. You know how to make it,
okay.
If not, I'll tell you.
But yeah, I would love you to tell me. And mine is 14.65 pounds.
Well, that should be enough. Normally,
yeah.
It's a pound per person, but it's okay. That's fine. And then you make sure you defrost it totally, totally. I usually defrost mine in the sink probably 2 days ahead, turning it, so that it's, you know, there's no ice in it. And then
right.
And what I do is, you know, I wash it, you know, thoroughly. And then what seasonings do you like to put on?
I've never made a homemade turkey in my life. This is the first time I ever even purchased one.
Okay. So do you
no,
have
I don't
any?
Know.
Oh, God. With you, I'm scared. Okay.
But Dale, don't worry, because you know what? I've been buying it. Michelle's coming, Dad's girlfriend for 20 years. She's coming. She's a great cook. I'm sure she's made loads of turkeys. So I don't have to know, but I just want to know because – you know, it's your recipe. I like to know.
Okay, well,
and also
I do it. I do it one or two ways. I am into that Dave's rub. Have you ever heard of the Dave's rub?
Yes.
Okay. I usually season my turkey inside and out with Dave's rub, And then I take some paprika sometimes and a little bit of, well, I'll put a little bit of oil all over the turkey. Not, you know, not much, but a little bit. And then I use paprika and just,
what
you
kind?
Know, use my hand. Oh, just Hungarian
like
pepper.
Oil?
Oh, oil, and doesn't
oil.
Matter.
Okay.
Well, you can use olive oil. You can use canola oil, whatever you have handy. And
okay.
I rub the turkey with the oil, and then I put, you know, paprika, and I rub all that throughout the whole turkey inside and, you know, on the other side. And then I resalt it again with Dave's rub and a little bit, and then I put butter all over the turkey. So, you know, it'll be nice and buttery. And then I cook it, say, at 325, and at 14 or 15-pound turkey, you got to look at the back. It'll tell you how many hours. I don't stuff it inside the turkey anymore. I used to because I find it cooks a lot faster if you don't, and I make my stuffing separate.
Okay,
you know,
do you cook it with the gizzards in and then add that to the stuffing later?
No, pull your gizzards down. That's a mistake.
Is that gross?
Everybody made. No, just pull them out. Pull them all out and wash that area out thoroughly.
Okay. Don't.
And if
that.
You want
That's
any of the
inside.
Gizzards, put it. If you want any of the gizzards, put it in the pan. But if not, you know, just get rid of it.
Okay. All right. Wow.
Then,
well, we've never been
well,
a family
then I'll
that
take
makes
a,
this casserole.
Then I take a couple of sweet potatoes. I'd like to hear some recipes from people out there. Some recipes of, say, sweet potatoes or yams. And I put a little slit in it. And I cover it with tin foil and put it in there for the whole length of the time I'm cooking the turkey. And it comes out real soft.
Nice. Well, one day, it's my dream. It's my wish to spend Thanksgiving at your house and experience your wonderful cooking.
Well,
I'll bring
you
some,
can
don't
do
me.
That if my dog will let you in here.
Oh. It's been like that, huh?
It's not me. No. It's my doggy. My doggy is very territorial, and he, Richard, tell him what happened with your son.
Oh, my poor son. Yeah. He came right in, and as soon as he came in, the dog came in from the backyard right through his back door and went into attack mode. And luckily, Blythe was right there and grabbed him by the collar and had the fight with him to keep him from ripping my poor son apart. And instead of staying with us here in the house that evening, well, I took him over to the local motel. I mean, there was just no way that Lucky was going to let a stranger in, number one.
Well, and the reason being, Richard just got out of the hospital, and he had a pacemaker put in, and he had blood, dried blood on him. So my dog was protecting Richard.
Oh, that's really nice.
Well, the other thing would be better to just make the turkey at your house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my gosh, you guys, I hope that this isn't going to be happening with Lucky and all your other friends and family.
No, I don't have any friends. I've been losing them by leaps and bounds. I don't know what's going on. I mean,
are they dying?
No. Well, some are, and others
are. You're getting
rid
of them.
No, they just don't want to talk to me for some reason. I don't know what's going on. What?
We got any callers? Do we have any?
Yes, we do.
Do we have a...
Let's get down
to
business.
Well, we'll get to it.
Okay, are you ready for your first caller?
Not yet.
No.
I wanted to tell you guys that I heard on TV that Trump was going to be on again venting. So I just wanted to let you know. I don't know what time. I don't know what channel.
Okay. Wow. I just felt
and
like
Barbara,
I tuned in later. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. But Barbara, did you hear about that girl, the one that took billions from all these people?
Oh, yes. She was sentenced to 11 years, correct?
Yes. I can't. What did she do with all that money? I can't even believe it.
Gosh, it's so wrong. And it's happening in big
party
time. They're using her to show, hey, don't even try it, people, because look what can happen.
They're not using her. They're being lenient. She shows up pregnant in court.
No way.
Like, swear to God. And they go, no problem. We have a lot of pregnant people in jail. It's fine. I mean, this is like her third child. You know, so she figured that with her boyfriend and everything that, you know, and she'd be pregnant. But, you know, hey, she got 11 years, but I'm sure they'll appeal. And then on top of that, they probably give you half the sentence.
But still, even 5 years living in prison, wow, that sure is a big chunk of your time. Plus, it's no fun.
I wouldn't know.
Well, she's going to take the baby away. They're not going to let her have her baby in her cell. I mean, that alone would be just so heart-wrenching right there.
Well, I don't even know. I didn't even think about that. I never thought about that. Who takes care of the baby?
It's going to be 5 before she gets out. If she gets out early, I don't know. Maybe that guy that you were talking about, what you said she has a husband?
No, a boyfriend.
I guess he will be taking care of it. And that wasn't so smart to get pregnant.
I mean, there's so much, and I'll go to the people in a moment, but there's so much greed in this world lately. The greed is unbelievable. I mean, look what's happening with the tech society. Johnny, you'll love this. My Roku stock tanked, but that's okay. It says, don't worry, hang on to it. You know, it'll go back up. And I'm going, like, all these tech people, you know, Amazon.com, all of them, Twitter,
Netflix,
they laid off thousands of people, thousands. And I'm going, what's going to happen to them? Sure, they have a severance pay or 2 or 3 months. But after that, what's going to happen to, like, 30,000 people?
It's a scary thought for a lot of people.
They might start a new company, you know, called Twinkle.
I like it.
Okay. On that note, we're ready to discuss people. I mean, to talk to people.
Let's help some people.
Sophia, you were live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
And Johnny, give out your phone number, please.
516-531-9874.
Do what Sophia did and call now.
Hi, Sophia. How you doing?
Hey, how's everybody? Ray.
Right, is that
fine? We're fine. Aloha.
Who's talking? Sophia, I want to hear your voice. You sound like Barbara.
Oh, no. This is me, Sophia.
What does she sound like, Barbara? Doesn't she?
Yes.
Does?
Yes.
Am I
And
wrong?
It was her. It wasn't even me.
No,
it was her. I guess I do.
Your voice, yours and her sound like very similar. Okay. Sophia, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Georgia.
Georgia. Oh, that's going to be fun. Do you have, when the election starts going again, that should be real fun to see what happens. We have a lot of fun things going on. We get to listen to Trump all day, and we have all kinds of weird things happening. And I can't think of a guy's name. Who is that guy they're trying to beat?
I don't know. Don't worry. Get back to the subject.
That was the subject. Anyway, how can I help you, sweetie?
Yeah, I try to do my voting duties, and after that, I try not to get so consumed with this political stuff that's going on now.
We're just finding it rather. We do the same thing. Actually.
Interesting.
Because
very interesting.
it's very historically funny. You know, you never know what's going to happen, and it's you know, the older people seem to be leaving. You know, and a little bit younger people are coming back in. So
yeah.
It's all right. But anyway, how can I help you?
Well, I would like some, I know worldly what's best or not, but I like some guidance or insight from spirit in reference to, I am wanting to become a homeowner. What do you see around that? And like I said, I know logically and so forth, but I would like to hear from spirit in reference to me becoming a homeowner.
Okay, what area do you want to live in?
That's another thing. I'm all over the place, but I'm not opposed to staying in Georgia.
Okay, you have to manifest what you want, and that's what it's going to take. And, you know, spiritually to manifest, you have to be very, and Barbara will agree with me on this, you've got to be very, very specific, very detail-oriented. And, you know, what state you want to live in, where you want to live in your head, you know,
okay.
Describe the house.
I have that part down. Yes, that and where I want to be. That I do have down.
Okay, where do you want to be?
I'll stay here in Georgia, you know, if need be. And if so, I would rather be more counter-rural, not too far out, but not too close to the city either.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, so that's what you've got to manifest. Is that the exact place that you want to live? Really? Right, Barbara? Barbara?
It's all right. I think she's right here. Are you there, Barbara?
What the hell? Yes, I am here.
Barbara.
Could you repeat the question, and why did you have me on mute?
I didn't have you on mute.
I didn't have you on mute.
Yeah, I didn't
Johnny
have you on
had
mute.
You on...
So Barbara,
not
Barbara,
you,
Barbara,
Gail.
Barbara, I did not have you on mute, okay? You called
not you,
in.
Gail.
You called
okay.
in. And
anyway,
the question was, I forgot.
Yeah, so the answer is just manifest. That's your answer?
Yeah, it was to manifest the house she wants, where she wants to live, and exactly everything that she wants. And that's spiritually coming through. And so I said, Barbara, don't you agree with that? She wants to get a house. And we all know that it's very expensive to get a house right now. And it's rough. So she needs to manifest what she wants.
Yes. Because your dreams are important, and you're handling this with passion. That keeps you energized. So if anybody says not to, don't listen to them. Somebody's got to be buying a house out there. Why not you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
No, you just got to manifest it because it's to the point of ridiculousness. I mean, we are going into... to a recession. People are being laid off left and right. So eventually there's going to be quite a few houses on the market because a lot of people won't have work. So that would be a good time to buy something at that point to save all your money and try to get what you want. I do see you getting a home, but it's going to take a while, okay?
Okay.
Great.
And it will be of your choice, so don't worry about it. It will happen.
No, I'm not worried, and I know all that logical information. I just wanted to see if spirit had anything outside of logical.
Well,
but,
the spirit is
logical.
Saying to me, the spirit
Thank
is
you.
Saying manifest. Okay.
Thank you all.
Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye bye.
Oh, thanks.
It
okay.
was
and happy
was
Thanksgiving.
We
got to tell everybody. We have to tell everybody happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
right.
Thanksgiving.
We're not
going to
have a show. No, we're not going to have a show after Thanksgiving. No way.
No, this is our Thanksgiving show, I was saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay,
next one, Johnny.
Area, okay, Leah, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just fine. How are you? Where are you calling from?
New Mexico.
Wow. Okay. Well, Richard, you can bounce in on this one. That's where his kids are living in New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty. It's like Vegas. It's pretty for a weekend. I don't recommend it if you don't like, if you need water. Like, I'm originally from Florida, and I miss the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like going to the ocean. I miss the possibility of going to the ocean. There is no water here.
I'm aware
of that. Just so you know.
Well,
so,
I live in Lake Tahoe. No, I live in Lake Tahoe and in Gardnerville. So I know what it's like to be around water. And Richard and I have lived in Hawaii for, well, he's been there 6 years. I was living there for over 10. So I know what it's like to be by the water. But there are times by the water, especially around Thanksgiving, Christmas, and everything, you do crave snow, you know?
It's cold enough to snow here. Like, I'm in Albuquerque. So we have the mountains with the snow. But during the summer, I want to be able to go to the water, like a pool or something, and I don't have that option.
Well,
so
in Albuquerque, they don't have swim centers?
I have yet to see one. But I've only been here a month.
No, I think you better look it up. I'm sure they do, because I know where Richard's family was in Farmington, we had a pool. We had, you know, I don't know what it was, at the fire or whatever, but we could go swimming, and there was an exercise room and everything. So I know Albuquerque is way bigger. They've got to have swim centers.
Well, maybe they do. Like I said, I've only been here a month.
Okay, and how do you like it?
Truthfully, I hate it.
Oh, God. Sorry,
I'm only my entire family moved here, and how it worked is if one moves here, the whole family follows.
This
is not my particular least favorite state.
Okay, well, where is your favorite state?
That's kind of what I was hoping you would tell me.
Right.
I've been to Chicago, I've been to Florida, I've been to Georgia, I've been to California. I've been everywhere but east.
I believe you belong in the islands, to be honest with you. You would be very happy there, although it's expensive. You know, it depends.
Of course it is.
If you go to Hawaii, that's very expensive.
I would not go to Hawaii.
I'm just saying it's very expensive there. But you have the Caribbean, you have the other parts of the islands, and I believe you belong in an island, and you'd be a lot happier there than you would where you're at, just to go visit New Mexico when you get a chance.
Okay.
It's like,
I like it.
It's miserable waking up every day of your life hating a place. I'd be packing my
face. I just don't like brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's dirt.
Everything brown. Brown is a very ugly color to me, if that makes sense.
Well,
I like color. My dishes are colorful. I don't know. It's just brown.
Well,
I disagree.
Big island, Hawaii. Big island, Hawaii.
Why don't you want to go to Hawaii?
I don't like sand.
Oh, man. Okay. Half the world. I mean, you could go to Lake Tahoe. There's plenty of water there, and there's very little sand, but they have a little bit.
See, Tahoe, and I like Tahoe, but I was like, Virginia keeps popping in my head. What?
See, you're my kind of woman, Leah. I like you.
There you go.
I know.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right, Kelly.
You're naughty. We're achievement.
We found someone for Johnny.
But...
yeah. I have to agree, though.
Okay, let's go.
Is.
Now, what were you saying about Tahoe?
I've been to Tahoe. It's okay. I feel like them's for younger people.
You're right about that. It is a young... When I was growing up, I was very young, and it is for young people.
It's for young people. I'm older now, so it's just like,
here, we have Reno, Gardnerville, but anytime you want to go up to Tahoe, you're right by the water. So that's kind of fun, and it's
like
great.
That. I don't even know where that is. So,
right below Tahoe, 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
As the crow flies, Gardnerville, we're right below 20 minutes, and I can run up to the lake anytime I want. And it's great when people aren't there. Say, I'll go up to the lake, and you can go boating, and you can be on the water, and you can do a lot of things, you know?
How hot during the summer does it get, though? Because then we got that issue, because I do not do heat well.
You're really hard to please, aren't you?
Just give me exactly what I want, how I want it.
Well, let me tell you, I mean, you have a lot of criteria. Okay, it gets very hot down here. It can run 90 to 105. Yeah, about that.
It's not even the heat out there. It's the humidity that gets you.
No, it's all dry here. We don't
have
you.
I thought you were talking about Tahoe. I thought you were talking about Florida, where Johnny is, because I do know where Johnny is.
Yes, see that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Well, the problem is the humidity in Florida is ridiculous. You have to leave there when it gets to be summer. And the summer in Tahoe, I have been all over the world. The summers in Tahoe are unbelievably beautiful. It stays around 80, 75, 80. It's beautiful.
Okay.
And dry.
But you know what? I might have to check out Tahoe then.
Yeah. It's expensive, though. It's pricey, but it's getting as bad as...
See, that's when you find a sugar daddy.
Johnny,
that's what my grandmother always told me. That's when you find a sugar daddy who has money, can't get it up, and doesn't know or see now, like Anna Nicole Smith.
Uh-oh.
That's what my grandmother told me. Little dysfunctional.
And what do you do? What do you do for sex if that happens?
Oh, he's going to die soon. I can fake it till I make it. But...
Oh, this girl
I'm going to let you go.
She
is. It was a pleasure. And actually, Tahoe sounds like something I might enjoy. So I might actually check that one out.
Well, look at Tahoe. Look at Gardnerville. That's right below it. You know, look at Carson City. That's really, Minden is really, it's getting really very, very lovely, you know.
What about Seattle?
Okay.
What about the what?
Seattle. Yeah.
Seattle.
I did one of those stupid tests online, and that's what it told me my city was. Seattle. So, I don't know. You might be right. I might have to do Seattle.
A lot of water and a lot of
rain. Do you like the rain all the time? It's humid there.
I do, actually, and I love it cold.
Oh,
so,
you might like Seattle.
I think Barbara there has got it. I got it made there. I'm thinking Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Seattle.
There would work for you, and so would Tahoe. They're both good. Because we get a lot of snow in Tahoe. You know, a lot of snow. And in the summer, it's beautiful. And, there's a lot of hiking trails and everything. So it's nice.
Okay.
Well, it was a pleasure, and thank you for letting me be on your show.
Hey, thank you for calling. You
thank
are just
you.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Huey,
leave your number for Johnny. He may be able to help you out.
Johnny's already got my number.
Before.
He can call me anytime he pleases.
He's been a sugar daddy.
Johnny.
I know it for a fact. He told me he was a sugar daddy for a long time. Yeah.
You guys have a wonderful night.
And Johnny lives right on the beach. Isn't that cool?
He does, actually. It's gorgeous,
yes.
But it's too hot.
Yes, I do, yes.
So, Johnny, you need to move, my darling, to Seattle.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to.
No.
All right. Well, good night, man. Thank you again.
Ma'am.
Okay. Right.
Your
have
future.
A happy right. Thanksgiving, darling. Have a
you
happy
can.
Thanksgiving.
Welcome.
I'm just having fun talking with everybody, aren't you, Barbara?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm in such a great mood, and so are you.
Yeah. Because in a couple of days, I'll be making my turkey, and I'll be excited.
Yeah. Well,
now she's got me,
about
and I think
Seattle?
I... Huh?
Can I say something about Seattle?
No.
Yes. No? Well, I'm going to say it anyway.
What?
Seattle's mine if you can afford to buy a house. It's horrible, pricey. Houses, very short. So be careful.
It is.
Anywhere. Mm-hmm. It is.
But that's anywhere
wild.
USA if you can afford to buy a house.
Yeah.
You just can't.
Nah.
I mean, that's why people
nah,
are buying RVs. And that's why people are, you know, living off the grid. So it's crazy. The whole world's crazy.
Yeah.
This is nothing that I could have ever predicted or imagined in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's really that bad?
I agree.
I mean, I know.
Yeah.
What do you mean it? Wow. It is bad, Barbara.
No, see, I have been consumed with, you know, getting my surgery and preparing and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I am not watching the news as much as I used to. I listen to the radio. That's why I knew about that woman being convicted. But I just am a little out there as far as knowing everything about the economy. But I did tell my daughter, she's 15, I told her, hey, did you notice prices are going up on everything? And she's like, oh, they are,
yeah.
Really? I mean, she cares. She's so sweet. She cares. She's like, Mom, you know, I know we don't, it might be tight right now, and you don't have to if you don't want to. She's like that. She is like
oh,
that.
Oh, cute.
She cares.
You
yeah.
know, to give you an idea, I mean, I look at things, you know, like onions, $1.38 to $1.78 a pound. What? What?
It adds up.
Dale, before we go to the next caller, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
At the start of the year, I'm going to probably try starting another business. This is just me doing it. It's a personal thing. And, you know, it's going to be about putting like videos on phones and everything. And I was just wondering what your thoughts are on it.
What, my what?
Your thoughts are on it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'd have to talk to you privately about it because I would need a little bit more information to help you.
Okay, that's fair enough.
I mean, I can't just say yes or no, but I mean, I
that's
just need
okay.
a little
that's
bit more
okay.
information.
It's okay. It's something I'm going to plan to do at the first of the year. And, you know, it's going to be interesting. I like it.
Well, ooh. I got the picture of you taking videos and putting them on your phones and letting people see a show or what's going on, correct?
Well, it's a lot of things. But, I am looking forward to doing this. I mean, I've never done anything like this, so I figure if I don't do something like this, I'm going to go crazy. But the question is how big is it going to be? Because I'm probably going to be talking to my father before I do it, you know, so that he knows.
I think the general idea from what I gather from you will be very good, and it will be fine. But you have a lot of practice. In other words, what are you going to do with this show? Are you just going to ask the show?
No, not at all.
So, well, Barbara and I want to do something, too. So, you know, we're getting ready to figure it out. Right, Barb?
Everybody should do, yes, everybody should do what they want to do. Because otherwise you're going to get depressed and you're going to get low energy. I just started, drum lessons because it's always been a dream of mine to learn. So I did. I called up and I went. I found a great guy, very inexpensive, and it was so fun. I'm so excited. See, I wake up now in the morning with something new to look forward to. Doesn't mean you have to stop the old stuff you're doing. Add on.
Right.
Add on. Yeah.
Well, I think what Johnny's going to do will be very productive, and it'll be a lot of fun, you know, so I would go ahead and pursue it.
Okay. You ready for the next caller?
Well, not until you give the phone number out would be nice.
Okay, 516-531-9874 is the number. Okay.
Call now.
Now, and by the way, Leah just texted me, thanks for letting her call in. All right, 919. Right. Sorry. Brenda, you're live on the air with Psychic Guest Share.
Hi, you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. And I just wanted to share real quick before we start, Miss Barbara. The first time I cooked a turkey, I did not know you were supposed to clean the interior out, and I left all the packaging with the neck and all the innards in there, and I couldn't figure out. And the turkey was beautiful brown. I had put butter on it, all the seasoning on the outside, and then we cut into it. It was not pretty. So after that, I was not allowed to cook the Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh,
I have learned how to do it since then. But I was terrified because I had mother there and everything. I can tell you I can now cook a turkey with the best of, but that very first one, my table was beautiful. My turkey was gorgeous, but I had not properly cleaned the turkey because I didn't know I was supposed to do that.
So. Wow.
Yeah, I've done that too when I was first
here. You know, thank God, you know, she told me.
Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked.
Saving a lot of turkeys out
you
there.
You clean
the
turkey out from top to bottom.
You got to clean the turkey out. Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'm
going to
see what's inside
well,
my turkey, and then I'm going to think of you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. What was your name?
I'm Brenda.
Name, sweetie? Okay, and where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina, beautiful place. How can I help you?
The same question I always ask is about, I am in love with my best friend, but I don't know if I should tell him or how he feels about me. And we're going to be talking this weekend, and I'm terrified because I feel like hold it much longer.
No, you don't tell him. You wait till he tells you.
That's what I said, to wait for that. I don't.
Why would you tell him you're in love with them? You're going to scare him away. Maybe he's not ready for it.
I think it's just a matter of wanting to know. No, that's the thing. It wasn't supposed to be this way. We've been friends for years. I don't know how this happened, but I know that ever since it happened, we've both been like the elephant in the room. Like, I'm not going to say it. He's not going to say it, and it's driving me crazy.
Well, don't say it. You don't have to say it. You can basically just say, I have very strong feelings for you. What's wrong with that?
Okay.
I think you'd be making a very big mistake when you throw the love word out there. People get a little bit scared and they want to run in the other direction sometimes. Or they may say, I love you too.
But if he runs, it's like, at least I know one way or the other.
Well, if you want to tell him, you tell him. You ask my opinion. I'm telling you, I don't feel it's real good to do
that.
No,
I got that. I'm just saying. And I got that because I said I wasn't going to tell him. I'm just saying my question wasn't about me telling him because I felt like I should keep it to myself. But I just feel like, how do I know? Because it feels like he feels the same way about me, but both of us are scared. And it's gotten crazy.
Well,
nobody
if it were the case, he'd tell you. He would tell you he loved you. So let's not worry about it. Men are, they're different, you know. I have counseled many men. And I used to think that they didn't have feelings. I used to think they didn't care. And it's just the opposite. They get more involved than most people. So, but just keep it to yourself and have fun and enjoy the situation. Okay?
Right.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. And have a good Thanksgiving.
Nothing a good kiss wouldn't.
Have one question.
They
Barbara,
would.
What's the picture of you on Instagram with
can
the 10 watches?
Hello? What? I didn't hear any of that. I was talking and then...
I don't know.
I
I'm
no
having
idea
a problem hearing.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know what Johnny just said.
What I want to know is what's with the picture on Instagram with you wearing tin watches?
What? You'll have to ask the client who hired me for the advertisement.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Oh, is that
about?
What that was?
I'm a model. Explain I don't know. It was a tear sheet from a watch ad.
She's wearing like tin watches.
Johnny, do you think that every picture I put up is not, is like, it's a job usually. It's a
I didn't say that. I just wanted to know what the story behind the picture was. I just thought it was an interesting picture.
God, I love that picture. Okay.
It's
it was for
nice
a watch
picture.
Company. It's. I love that photo. I've always loved that photo so much.
Well, I mean, I like the photo. That's why I'd asked about it.
Yeah. Well,
no, that's okay. We're not getting into this. It's just a picture. It's just a photo.
I love
that's all
my
it is.
Now he's got his answer, and we can move on to the next thing.
Okay,
I wanted to say something, though, about that woman who was calling about not being able to say it, and it's holding it in. And she's like, I think he feels the same way. Well, obviously he does, because you're not going to feel it if he's not. So I agree with you, Dale. I agree to just enjoy it, you know, enjoy the slowness of it. I mean, every second is exciting right now while it lasts, you know, because the beginning, it's the beginning for a reason. Then there's the middle and the end. So enjoy the beginning, milk it.
I love the way you say that.
Yeah.
It's a beginning, a middle, and an end. You're right about that.
Yeah.
You are so right about that. I've been having some issues myself. Just weird things have been happening to me lately, and I just can't put my finger on it.
Like what? Can you tell us?
No, it's just friends I've known for 20, 30 years. All of a sudden, they decide they don't want to talk to me for some reason, and they're ghosting me, and they're not telling me why, and I don't know what's happening, and one of my best friends decided to become a newborn, so that's one reason, you know.
A newborn Christian?
You know, yeah. Newborn Christians do not like psychics, so. And
oh,
even though
yeah.
I had been.
Oh, oh gosh. Well,
yeah, even though I had. What? I know, but they just, that's the way they are. And it's sad because I've helped these people over the years forever whenever they've needed help. And then all of a sudden I call and I'm no response and I'm very hurt. That's all. At least if you're going to ghost me, tell me why.
I'm so sorry because it is hurtful. Those are your friends. So it's
it were,
not the
I
old
guess.
Way of thinking though. I mean, are you sure that's the reason?
I'm positive.
But they've always known that you were a psychic in the beginning of the friendship.
They've always
the
used me as a psychic. They've always
used
you.
Oh,
used
you. That's the word. Used you.
Yeah. But they're my friends. I mean, you know.
Yeah. It is hurtful.
And then they
very hurtful.
They both went into this space. And, you know, when they go in there, that you can't. It's almost like a cult. You can't get them out. And
a man and woman.
It's sad. I mean, it's different than people just, you know, being Christian and believing in God and all that stuff. That's fine, you know. But, I mean, I'm not the devil of any sort. And it's just all of a sudden they get weird. And it's been hurting, that's all.
I know. And I just, if they're listening, I just want to say my mom was. She has passed away now. She was a strong, strong Christian. I mean, she dedicated her life to speaking about the subject.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
she came around at the end, and she said that she was seeing ghosts, and it made her feel better and good and was open to talking to me after she passed away. That changed everything when she was told she only had a few years to live. Her perspective
mm-hmm.
really changed. And she was open to it.
I bet it would.
She started listening to your shows. She liked you. Yes.
Oh,
so,
really?
And you are always telling me that she's coming to visit me. You feel it, that she is.
Well, they do come to visit, especially around their birthday or around a holiday or around their death. That is a major time for the other side to come visit.
And that's when it was, her birthday, Halloween time, holiday and birthday. Two things at once. Yeah.
Well, you know, don't think they don't watch over you, because they do. They're not supposed to interfere. You know, they're supposed to let things play out. But if there's danger or something around you of that sort, I have myself experienced situations where I've been stopped from doing something, totally been stopped. So I don't
like... That is wonderful. That's great.
Huh?
That's good that you're listening.
Wait. Yeah, of course. Like up in Tahoe, you know, running into a snowbank and with my car and sliding on black ice and going over the mountain and two of the wheels hanging over, and then my car shuts off and the keys drop in my lap. Now, how do you explain that?
Wow. Yeah, you don't. And I mean, all these other things that you've told us about. It's so many amazing things.
Oh, I have a lot more. They're in my books, by the way.
Okay, and I have all your books right here. I love it. Everybody, go to DaleShears.com, that's Psychic Dale Shears website, and you can order a book from her. She's written 5. Order what you want, and she will even sign it for you.
Yeah, you know what? Richard and I were talking the other day because he and I wrote books in Hawaii, and he all of a sudden got into this I can't remember bit, and I had to actually produce the book and show him. You see, this is the book you wrote and you autographed to me, and I wrote one and I put my waves in there and autographed to you, and I was trying to jog his memory a little bit. So I've written 6 books.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it's just now starting, Richard, that you are getting a little forgetful, because I have friends who are in their 60s and 70s that are doing it, and I think, are you awake in there, you know? So he's doing well.
No, he...
94?
Richard is very sharp. I mean, and that's not his problem. He just can't hear. That's his problem.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
Sometimes,
you know,
it's a blessing.
Exactly.
Sometimes. Okay, where are we? What are we doing?
The next one, Andrea, you are live on the air with Psychic Delshire.
Hello.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
And Johnny, give out your phone number, please.
516-531-9874.
You're running right through it, so let's do that a little slower.
516-531-9874.
Okay, good. Okay, hi, Andrew. Where are you calling from?
Virginia.
We got some. Okay. I've been to Virginia. I've been to the Edgar Cayce Institute.
Where's that?
Are you familiar?
No. I'm in Northern Virginia, by Washington, D.C.
Okay, well, that was close.
Oh, okay.
Because they do have the Cayce Institute up there in Virginia.
Mm.
What I found unique about Virginia, that, excuse me, the street names were made up from Monopoly. I mean, Baltic Road and, you know, Mediterranean. Have you noticed that?
So I think, I don't know what part of Virginia, but I think there are, I think you're correct. I just don't know where it is.
That's where the Cayce Institute was.
Oh.
Okay, so that's okay. Just look it up, Edgar Cayce Institute. And it's fun to go there. It's like a museum. It's really fun. I don't know how many hours you are, but Virginia was quite nice. How can I help you?
So I think we spoke, I don't know, maybe a month ago or something, and you told me I was going to work at a real estate office. Well, I didn't get the job, but then they called me and gave me the job because the first person didn't work out.
Wow.
However, it's only temporary. Yep, you guys are right.
What?
It's only temporary. It's just a contract. The girl's supposed to come back in February. However, they really, really like me, and I don't know if she'll come back, but I had
she's
a phone interview
back,
today.
She's, she's not coming back, honey. She's not coming back. She's not coming
yeah.
back. Hello?
I don't think
I was
so.
Right the
I don't
first
think
time.
So. Yeah.
I'll be right the second time.
I don't think
you'll
she's going
to
come back
stay
either.
There. You'll be able to stay there if you want.
Well, I had a phone interview today, and I think it will lead to a either Zoom or in-person interview. How do you think that will go versus staying at this office? Because I need something permanent.
Wait, say that again. I missed something.
So I had a phone interview with a job that would be a permanent job. This is only a temporary contract, at least for now, until she decides what
mm-hmm.
she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think the phone interview will go well? Maybe I'll
well,
get that
Well, is that
one.
With a real estate company? Is that with a real estate
no.
company?
No, something completely
what
different.
What
it's
is it?
Like a government contract. Like
You'll
an
get
admin
it.
Position.
You'll get it. You will get it.
Okay.
After you prove yourself.
So give them your best interview and just go for it.
Yeah. I would feel terrible believing, you know, these people in the lurch, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's still a contract until she decides what she wants to do.
Don't let that work. Don't. She's not coming back, but whatever.
Yeah, I
you
know
choose
she's not.
Wherever
she
you want.
She is.
You choose wherever you
yeah.
want to work. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll let you know, I'll let you know
before,
how that interview goes.
Yeah, let me know. Pick something before. Isn't it interesting though? They didn't hire you, but they did, and I said they would hire you.
Yeah, yeah. They chose someone else, and apparently she didn't. At the end of the day, she didn't want it after all. So I was really leery, like, I'm your second pick. They're like, we're really glad to have you here, but I'm thinking I'm the second pick, but whatever. But, yeah, the people love me, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that's exciting that you got it, and congratulations, okay?
Thank you, yeah. We'll see how this other
interview goes. You have a nice Thanksgiving. Thank you for
you
coming.
Too.
Thanksgiving.
You're welcome. Bye.
Hey, Gail. I want to ask
what?
You. It's like you, or I want to say, it's like you really put the caller right into the right place where she is supposed to be, because it doesn't matter all that other stuff. She's going to get the best job because she has a job. Don't you always get a job when you have a job?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Great place to be.
I don't know why
right?
that is. That just is. It just is.
You're wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Sought after.
You know, I think it's interesting that I told her she would get the job. And then
well,
she
I
didn't
don't.
Get it.
I think that it's normal because you are very rarely wrong about anything, and you felt it. So I'm not surprised.
Come on. I'm not God. I'm 85% accurate. So what do you
I'm
know?
Not kissing
I miss
your
on.
Butt. I am not kissing your butt.
What?
I am here every Friday. You are on every Friday, and I mean, it bowls me over. I'm like, my mind gets blown. I love it. And
well,
we have you.
Well, thank
we
you.
Have you all to ourselves for the whole week. But guess
well,
what,
I love
people?
You too. So that's
uh-huh.
really good. It's really
yes,
fun.
Yes, and everybody can get a hold of you. You give out your direct line to you, they can call you anytime and book their own private reading, which lasts a lot longer than 2 to 3 minutes. So
that's
everybody,
right.
we're going to close in about 8 minutes. So get your pen and pencil out right now because I'm going to give you Psychic Dale Shear's phone number. All right.
Do people use pencils anymore?
I do all the time because I love erasing things. I have to erase
you know,
a lot.
They just they put it in their phone. I mean, you know, everything that's
mm-hmm.
abnormal is normal now. It's very strange.
I like writing. I like doodling. I like practicing cursive.
I do too.
But,
in fact, mm-hmm. I've been thinking about writing another book on what I don't know yet. I've got to come up with something. I've been watching all these Lifetime Christmas shows. I've been having fun watching the movies, and a lot of it's about writing, and I figured, maybe I'll get back into writing another book. That's something I really love. I mean, you know there's not too many places to put it nowadays, but I got to figure out a topic that I would really want to write about. So
I feel if you help one person with anything you do, that is well worth what you do, even just one person.
Thank you. And you're the same way. I mean, you have a beautiful gift of helping people as well. You lift people's spirits up. You're very positive. You're really a good person, and you help a lot of people without you even knowing it.
Oh, thank you, Dale. Oh, I got chills all over. I'm grateful for you.
Well, thank you. Okay.
Thankful and grateful.
So you can, Johnny, mm-hmm. How many more people do we have online or what?
Well, we have one more person, but I was not able to screen the call because I couldn't get a person on the phone to talk to. But I can put the caller through if you want. Or we can just...
No, we'll pass. We'll pass.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right. So I'll let Barbara be, because we're going to close the show anyway, and I'm getting ready to eat. So...
Okay. Yes, everybody. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful show. We're in such great spirits. It's the holiday season, and we all at Life, Laughter, Happiness wish you a very happy Thanksgiving and a safe one. And you know what? Don't ever stop chasing your dreams, because they matter. And call up Life, Laughter, Happiness,
mm-hmm.
psychic Dale Scheer, to get a little fire under your butt or see if you're really going down the right path. And also, call her up at 808-372-1816. Anytime. Text, call. I mean, she's very easygoing. You can see this, that she's easygoing, and she wants to help you. She's welcoming your phone call. So do that for yourself for Thanksgiving. Give yourself a long reading.
Wait, I forgot to tell you one thing. I messed up my Facebook somehow, so don't. You can look at it, but it's Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shears, S-C-H-E-A-R-S.com. My Facebook itself, I don't know what I did, but I messed it up. But anyway, the best way to get a hold of me would be to call the 808-372-1816 number if you want a private consultation. Okay?
Perfect. Sure. Yes. Do that, everybody. And mm-hmm. stuff yourself. Gobble, gobble. Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy Turkey Day, whatever.
Yeah,
did you tell
them we won't be on next Friday, the following Friday?
I did not tell them, but we won't, unfortunately, have you. So that's another reason why they need to call you up and get a long reading. You are very fair with your prices, and it's so much more helpful when you're not feeling rushed and you have a good ample amount of time to actually really dive deep into your issue with Psychic Dale Scheer. So take advantage of that, everybody. And on Blog Talk Radio, go to Life, Laughter, Happiness, and don't just find out when our next show is. Please do that and follow us as well, because that helps. Any follows, you know, that's the world we live in today. It always helps.
And Barbara, you have a great Thanksgiving. And Johnny, you have a great Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
okay?
All
right.
Thank you,
right.
Dale. And
yeah, clean your turkey.
Clean
your turkey.
Inside and out. Act like it's your baby, okay? Because it's like your baby. It feels kind of like a baby. It's real meat and real skin. Rub-a-dub-dub and rub those seasoning spices in there. And and then listen to the show again to find out Dale's recipe for it as well. It's pretty simple. Good, raw, good cooking.
Aloha.
Now go have a wonderful dinner, you guys, and I'll talk to you privately on Thanksgiving to wish you and yours a great one. And Johnny, thank you, and I'm glad that you have some romance in the air.
All right. Well, good night, everyone.
Okay. Well, don't act too cool. All right.
Okay.
Everybody. Aloha. Until next time.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.